This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Tharu community celebrating Atwari festival today. Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Balendra Saha clarifies the use of force to remove illegally built structures as the executive authority of the metropolis. And Pakistan appeals to world for aid amid flood crisis. Now, the news in detail. Atwari festival is being celebrated by the Tharu community today. Atwari is considered to be the second biggest festival of the Tharu community after Maghi. Brothers fast throughout the day, wishing for the long lives of their sisters on this day. Tharus in Dang, Kailali, Kanchanpur, Bake and Bardia celebrate this festival with much fanfare. Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, Balendra Saha has clarified that it is the executive authority of the metropolis to remove illegally built structures by using force. He said that the KMC demolished only structures that were built illegally. Mayor Saha added that the Metropolitan Police Force had to be mobilized to prevent and control illegal activities after giving a 35-day notice to comply with the law. He reminded that the constitution and laws of Nepal have entrusted the Kathmandu Metropolitan City with the legislative right to make laws, the executive right to implement the law, and the judicial right to settle the disputes. The Election Commission is updating the voters' name list from today. For this, the name list of the voters would be made public from the concerned ward offices and election offices today itself. According to the Commission, the voters can submit their applications from August 29th to 31st in the District Election Office for correction if there are any issues, including errors in name, personal details, place for the voting, and others. Likewise, applications could be filed from August 29th to September 1st to replace the name of those deceased ones and those quitting Nepali citizenship. With the completion of the voters' name list update, the final name list of the voters for the polls would be announced on September 16th. The Melamchi-Helambu Road has been blocked for traffic at Melamchi Municipality 11 due to floods triggered by heavy rainfall last night. According to Melamchi Area Police Office, regular traffic has been affected after the water from the nearby river flooded the road near Simkhet. Similarly, the Beni Baglung Road has been blocked by landslides. The road in ward number 2 of Beni Municipality, which was recently widened, has been blocked by a landslide. Chief District Officer Chiranjeevi Rana shared that after the closure of Baglung Beni Road, arrangements have been made for regular traffic operation on the under construction Beni Maldunga Road. The meeting of the Central Election Mobilization Committee of CPN-UML has started at the party office in Chyasal, Lalitpur. Deputy Head of Publicity Department of CPN-UML, Bishnu Rizal, informed that the meeting will discuss the preparation for upcoming elections. Tribhuvan University, TU, has demanded the government security, stating that it has been receiving threats from a student union. The TU in a statement accused the Nepal Students' Union, Kirtipur, of issuing threats to TU staff, office bearers and employees, and to padlock, vandalize and encircle it. Furthermore, the TU has appealed to the Ministry of Home Affairs to take necessary action against the group that is trying to take the university hostage and provide security. College staff and employees across the country under the TU have been deprived of salaries for 2 months, and retired college staff and employees have also been deprived of pension and gratuity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Pakistan is appealing for further international assistance after floods wreaked havoc across the country. An Interior Ministry official told the US, UK, UAE and others have contributed to a monsoon disaster appeal, but much more funds are needed. The National Disaster Management Authority has said the death toll from the monsoon rain has reached 1,033, with 119 people killed in the previous 24 hours. The province of Sindh in the southeast of the country has been badly affected, with thousands displaced from their homes. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said 33 million people had been hit by the floods, about 15% of the country's total population. Officials in Pakistan blamed climate change for the devastation, but poor local government planning has also been cited as a factor that has aggravated flooding situations in the past, with buildings often erected in the areas prone to seasonal flooding. The U.S. Navy has announced two U.S. warships are passing through the Taiwan Strait. It is the first such operation to take place since tensions between Taiwan and China increased following by a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan earlier in August. Beijing views such actions as provocative and maintains that the island of Taiwan is an integral part of Chinese territory. Taiwan is self-ruled, but China sees it as a breakaway province with which it will eventually unite. The U.S. abides by the One China policy, a cornerstone of the two countries' diplomatic relationship, which recognizes only one China government and has formal ties with Beijing and not with Taiwan. But it also maintains a robust unofficial relationship with Taiwan that includes selling weapons for Taiwan to defend itself. The United Nations has called for an immediate stop to hostilities in Libya following a day of deadly clashes between political factions in the capital, Tripoli. The health ministry in Tripoli said at least 23 people were killed and dozens more were wounded during the fighting. Libya has been in chaos since the NATO-backed uprising in 2011 that ousted long-serving ruler Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The oil-rich country once had one of the highest standards of living in Africa, with free healthcare and free education. But the stability that led to its prosperity has been shattered, and Tripoli has seen frequent fighting between rival forces since 2011. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province, and at some places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and one or two places of rest of the country today. For tonight, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rain and thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 29.5 degrees Celsius with 5.9 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tharu community celebrating Atwari festival today. Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balendra Saha, clarifies the use of force to remove illegally built structures as the executive authority of the metropolis. And Pakistan appeals to world for aid amid flood crisis. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.